President Obama emphasized his administration's support for LGBT rights in a White House celebration today. One recent example of that support is the Justice Department's decision to sue North Carolina over a new law. It prevents transgender people from using the public restroom of their choice. The head of the Civil Rights Unit, Vanita Gupta, is at the center of that case. NPR's Kerry Johnson has this profile.
On the day when the federal government brought its case in North Carolina, Vanita Gupta described the issue in deeply personal terms.
It speaks to all of us who have ever been made to feel inferior, like somehow we just don't belong in our community or like we don't fit in. Let me reassure every transgender individual right here in America that you belong just as you are.
In other words, she knows what it feels like to be an outsider. Gupta's the child of immigrants who left India in search of better opportunity. She sometimes talks about an incident at a McDonald's in London when she was just 4 years old. Customers hurled French fries and racial insults at her family. And Gupta, who's now in charge of protecting the civil rights of Americans, never forgot it. Though friends say she operates with quiet conviction.
She's this unassuming, very young-looking person.
Randy Hertz is a dean at New York University Law School and Gupta's longtime mentor.
You don't realize what a powerhouse she is, but once she starts talking and once she starts doing things, you know it immediately.
The 41-year-old Gupta has been doing a lot of things in nearly 2 years at the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. She's investigated discrimination and excessive force by police officers, and she found a place in history when she delivered a scathing report on unconstitutional practices by police and courts in Ferguson, Missouri. Gupta talked about her approach to the job last month in a commencement speech at her alma mater, NYU.
History doesn't reward timidity. And even when other people, in implicit, quiet ways, will tell you to know your place, do not stay silent. And fellow women graduates, I'm especially talking to you here.
College friends recall how Gupta spoke up in class and organized campus protests to defend immigrants. Carmelin Malalis is an old friend from those days.
She's excellent at bringing people together. But, you know, I'm also biased on that point because she introduced me to my wife 20 years ago.
After school, Gupta joined the storied NAACP Legal Defense Fund. In her first big assignment, she traveled to Tulia, Texas. Dozens of black people in that small town had been charged and convicted of drug crimes based on the false testimony of a single white policeman. The son of Freddie Brookins was one of the defendants.
It wasn't until Vanita came in that I got a sense of ease that maybe things would turn around and people would listen and kind of look into these cases and see what was really going on.
Gupta gathered so many documents she had to buy an extra suitcase to lug them home. 2 years later, in 2003, Texas Governor Rick Perry pardoned Freddie Brookins' son, setting him and other defendants free.
I have a way to go to entrust our justice system, but I'm proud to have somebody like Vanita up there because that makes me trust it a little better.
After her work in Tulia, Gupta eventually joined another prominent liberal group, the ACLU. Those credentials have drawn criticism from Republicans. Here's Alabama's Jeff Sessions at a Senate hearing last year.
And there is a perception, not altogether unjustified, that this department, the Civil Rights Division, goes beyond fair and balanced treatment, but has an agenda.
Legal scholar Ed Whalen went even further when he criticized the Justice Department's lawsuit against North Carolina. In a recent call with the Conservative Federalist Society, Whalen says Gupta and the civil rights team overreached.
At some level, I think the fact that this is even being presented as a serious question is a testament to societal collapse.
For Gupta, whose sister is gay, the issue is a matter of preventing discrimination against real people in the real world. She told reporters when the North Carolina lawsuit was filed last month that the legal case is clear. Ultimately, the U.S. Supreme Court could determine whether she's right. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.